we know the importance of winning at home and picking up all 3 points, and we've had a couple of good results and good performances against Dundee already this season, and but it will need that and more, I think, for tomorrow night. Dundee, if, you know, the result last week demonstrates exactly their capabilities in any given day as well. So, you know, they've got players that can be match winners. So it's a tough game, but, you know, one that we're very much looking forward to.
Yeah, two really attack-minded teams. You would expect a really entertaining encounter.
Don't mind entertaining, but as long as we win the game. I think we've spoke often enough. Even last season, there was plenty of goals shared amongst both teams. And, well, we've had the upper hand in the two games this season already. You know, we've had to play well to beat Dundee, and you know, I think you know, they've got good players at the top end of the pitch. They've got players that can score goals. You know, that was demonstrated again last week against a Thistle team who have shown in recent weeks as good as anybody in the form guide. So, so I think that would suggest we've got a job in my hands to win the game. But it's a job that we're looking forward to. Being at home, hopefully get a good crowd in, build on last week's really strong result up at Ross County with 10 men, and continue the unbeaten run with another 3 points, hopefully.
Adam Rooney's on fire at the moment, isn't he? He's scored in his last 4 games against Dundee, 15 goals in all this season.
Yeah, well, Adam's important to us. You know, I think a lot of people might say a lot of those goals are penalty kicks. You've still got to go and take them. It's not the easiest thing to do, and he does it time and time again. You know, his goal last week, and when he gets a penalty kick, you've got that feeling as a manager at the side that the ball's in the back of it, and Adam gives you that confidence that from that sort of distance, whether it's an open play or a penalty kick, that he'll tuck it away. So he's got a good record against Dundee. Hopefully that continues.
Celtic's annihilation of Hamilton, is that them throwing down the gauntlet? Do you read anything into that sort of result?
No, I think it shows what Celtic are capable of. You know, if they do manage to get players on form all at the same time, then they can be difficult to deal with. You know, and I think that they got off to a brilliant start in the game, and it's difficult for any team when that's the case. And Hamilton are struggling for a bit of form, so it's, well, the result's a surprise. You know, it shows you what Celtic are capable of. We just want to try and stay as close to the team above us as much as we can, and that was the case last season. You know, I think we're roughly where we were last year. We're hoping to try and get continued improvement between now and the end of the season, but, you know, I think it's difficult. You know, the signing during the week that Celtic made, you know, that the reality is the signing plus the players' demands, wages would equate my full footballing budget. That is the reality. You know, we can't get away from that, but it's not to say that we can't always try and be competitive. And for our point of view, you know, I've always said us and other teams in the league, we are all dependent, I think, on Celtic having a poor campaign just to help us get close to them, but we can't be totally dependent on that. For us, we just need to try and improve on what we've got, and that I'm still confident we can do. But, you know, the signing during the week, you know, suggests, you know, the golf and what clubs are operating in the league compared to Celtic. And but we shouldn't shy away from our responsibilities to try and get close to them. I feel my team is certainly in the league over the last couple of seasons has punched way above its weight in terms of getting the points title last year, but it shows what can be done when you've got a competitive team, and that's what we continue to try and be. It's just really concentrating on our game. We can't really afford to get into the psychology of that side. We just have to try and see the importance of winning our games. With the games left, let's try and win as many as possible. The next one is a home game, which we're always grateful for, and it's against a team who picked up a brilliant result last week. So we've got our hands full enough just with dealing with the job in hand.